morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. This is Danita and today is Monday, April the 29th, 2024. As always, 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 I give God thanks for you, not only for what he is doing in your life, but for what he's done, what he is doing, and what he will continue to do, not only in your life, but in the lives of your loved ones, the people, places, and things that God has divinely connected you and I to for such a time as this. On today, I've come to remind you that you were made for this. Every mountain high, every valley low, I want you to know that you were made for it. God knew you before you were knit in your mother's womb. When he made you in the secret place, he knew you. He knew the plan he had for you, the purpose for your life. He knew every mountain high, every valley low, because nothing happens unless God allows it. Why he allows certain things in our lives, I don't know. You know, I have no idea, because the Bible says that his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. But it also says that he knows the way in which each one of us must take. My way doesn't look like your way. Your way doesn't look like your neighbor's way or your mama's way or your sister's way. But he knows the way each one of us must take. And he loves us enough that he said that he would be with us until the end of the earth, that he would be with us through the fire, through the storm, through the rain. Hallelujah. God said that he would be with you. So I've come to encourage you on this morning that through your healing process, he's with you. Through your hurting, he's with you. Through every joyous occasion, he's with you. We have a tendency to believe that God is only with us when we're doing good, right? When everything is working out in our favor. But don't you know it is through those storms that God is with you? I know we've all read the poem that, and I can't remember it exactly. I don't know if it's a poem. It's like through the footsteps, that the person, they saw God's footsteps, but when they were going through, they didn't see his footsteps anymore. And the writer says, the author says, it was then because I carried you. God is carrying you on today. He's carrying me on today. He's carrying us. He really carries us. He carries us every day. It's only through ourselves that we think that we walk in this thing out on our own. But it is God who carries us. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come on this morning, oh God, magnifying your name, giving you glory, giving you honor, and giving you praise. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are a magnificent God, and you are excellent in all of your ways. So again, on today, we say, how great thou art. How great thou art. Hallelujah. That you said that you would never leave us. Hallelujah. Nor forsake us. How great thou art. Hallelujah. That God, you've given us everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness. How great thou art, that you are the one that declared the end from the beginning. How great thou art, that you woke us up this morning and started us on our right and on our way, on the right way. How great thou art, that you have already gone before us, that you are protecting us, that you are keeping us. Hallelujah. How great thou art, that you didn't let our enemies, hallelujah, the ones that plotted evil against us, that you did not let them win. Hallelujah. But instead, we know that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. How great thou art, that yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us. How great thou art, that we can still see your hand through difficult situations. Hallelujah, that you were still working all things out for the good for those that love you and are called according to your purpose. How great thou art, that when we inhale, hallelujah, it's you that allow us to exhale. How great thou art, hallelujah, that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. How great thou art, hallelujah, that we can call on Emmanuel, meaning God is with us, in the name of Jesus. How great thou art, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Hallelujah. God, you made ways out of no ways. Hallelujah. You didn't allow us to die in our sin. In the name of Jesus, how great thou art, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. How great thou art, hallelujah, that you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and through your stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus, how great thou art, that we will strengthen what remains. Hallelujah. We may not have those things that we used to have, but we're so thankful that your word tells us to strengthen what remains. In the name of Jesus, how great thou art, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. So any and everything that we need, hallelujah, if it's by your will and according to your word, oh God, hallelujah, it is ours. In the name of Jesus, that there is more than enough money in the earth. There is more than enough for you men who want a wife. There's more than enough good women out here. For you women who want a husband, there are more than enough good men out here. In the name of Jesus, how great thou art, that promotion comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't have to rub elbows. Hallelujah. We don't have to be in people's faces. Hallelujah. And try to make deals and side deals. For promotion comes from the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you on this morning for being a great God. Hallelujah. For last night's lying down and this morning's waking up. Hallelujah. How great thou art, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us thou shalt condemn, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How great thou art, that we can declare and decree a thing in the earth and it shall be established, in the name of Jesus. How great thou art, hallelujah, that we hallow your name, that we reverence your name, that we give honor to your name, that we magnify your name, in the name of Jesus. How great thou art, that our sons and daughters will prophesy. Hallelujah. For we will train up a child in the way that he shall go, and so when he or she is older, they will not stray from it, in the name of Jesus. How great thou art, almighty God. Hallelujah. That we can plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over ourselves, over our children, over our homes, over our place of business. Hallelujah. And know that the death angel has to pass by, in the name of Jesus. How great thou art, that when we call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every demon, every demonic influence, every evil spirit has to flee. Hallelujah. How great thou art, that the word says that when my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord shall take me up, in the name of Jesus. How great thou art, almighty God, that we can speak those things that are not as though they were, in the name of Jesus. How great thou art, that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So we speak life on this morning. Hallelujah. Life over our finances. Hallelujah. Life over our relationships. Hallelujah. Life over our marriages. Hallelujah. Life over our children. Hallelujah. Life over our emotional and mental capacity. Hallelujah. How great great thou art, that on this morning we can say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, in the name of Jesus. How great thou art, hallelujah, when we say, let God arise and his enemies be scattered, hallelujah. How great thou art, hallelujah, when we choose, hallelujah, to say, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh God, hallelujah, you are a great God, hallelujah, and we thank you on this morning for your greatness. We thank you on this morning for your mercy. We thank you on this morning, oh God, for your joy. We thank you on this morning, oh God, for every tear, hallelujah, for even our tears are not in vain, in the name of Jesus. How great thou art, hallelujah, that you will give us, oh God, hallelujah, joy, unspeakable joy. How great thou art, oh God, that you will turn our mourning, you will turn our grief into dancing, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How great thou art, O God, that your word says, who art man that thou art mindful of him? Hallelujah, God. We thank you for being great in our lives. We thank you for being great in our lives, O God, for you are a great God, and we magnify your name, and we give you all the glory, O God. All the glory, oh God, you get it. You get the glory out of our lives. Hallelujah. Not that our names would be known, but that your name would be known in the earth. Hallelujah. That your name would be known in the earth for being a great God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. He's a great God. He is a great God. Hallelujah. He is a great God no matter what you're going through. He is a great God no matter what you've been through. He is a great God. See, everybody can't praise him. Hallelujah. Sometimes people can only praise him when things are going well in their life. But the true test of a man, a true test of a woman is when you can praise him, even when your heart has been broken. When you can praise him, hallelujah, even when things didn't work out the way that you would have desired, hallelujah, that has nothing to do with religion, but it has everything to do with relationship. That has everything to do with relationship. Don't get it twisted. Praise him no matter what. Let him get the glory out of your life. You are not here for yourself, but you're here for God. You are here for the kingdom. You are here for the kingdom. Every decision you make, you got to think, how does this glorify God? Every place that you go, you've got to think, how does this glorify God? How you raise your children, what you allow your children to be a part of. You have to think, how does this glorify God? Or how can I glorify God in this situation? I get it. You're not perfect. Neither am I. But we should always be asking, how does this glorify God? How does this make his name great? How do we teach our children what is acceptable and unacceptable when we live in a world where everything is acceptable? Anything goes, right? We live in a world where it's about satisfying your flesh instead of doing what is obedient to God. The Bible says that there is a way that seems right to man, but will lead unto death. Don't you know there are a lot of things that are okay in this world that are not okay with God? And you have to know, you have to get in your word. You have to listen to pastors and listen to ministers who have studied the word, who know the word of God. don't get caught up in who the messenger is. What is the message? Because God says he'll make a rock cry out. So we're going to ignore the rock that cries out? That he even made the donkey speak in the Bible. You're going to ignore the donkey that God calls to speak? We have to be attuned. I pray that God opens our ears to hear what he is saying in this hour. That we would be like the sons of Issachar who were able to discern the sign of the times. So we would know the times and the seasons that we are in. I love you all. Be blessed. Be blessed. Bye-bye.